The world is on fire because of the presidential debate last night. We watched it. Like, we're being conservative where it says 21% inflation or 12% inflation in some areas.
Oh, 25,000 for this, 50,000 for that, 6,000 for new parents. Who's paying that at the end of the day?
It's real.
It's real. Did he just say it's real? I've never heard of it. I have never heard of Gallaudet University. It's real. The world is on fire because of the presidential debate last night. We watched it.
Sure did.
Didn't really want to, but we watched it. Turned out worse than I thought, but I really did have low
expectations.
We knew that Trump was going to be bumbling and doing the normal, like, they're crooks, 3.5 years, they should have done it, this is great, blah, blah, blah. Like, we don't want Trump to talk, we just want him to act. We understand. Somebody write this man a speech.
I think I showed up late to the game and realizing that. I can't stand when he talks. It's a bunch of stuff I don't care to hear.
He's not a smart man.
What has he actually done that anybody can really be mad at?
They've thrown a couple of things. Yeah, there's a lot of things you could be mad at. No more so than any politician in modern days. His stuff has just been brought to light, you know. The idea is life was better. We have a more realistic of what could be through what is by unburdening what was. Because the Biden-Harris people have all been doing the same shit for 3.5 years. Giving them another 4 years does nothing for us. No matter how you feel politically, if you want the same thing, vote Harris. That's why I cannot have the same thing.
What killed me is, like, she kept making the comment, turn the page. And I'm like, you're on the current page.
Yeah. Yeah.
So you really want us to turn the page? Like.
Gone. Bing. Look at her face on the page. Donald Trump led it. He was doing really well. And then something happened where he just started getting more personal and he just could not stop.
Yeah,
He had so many layups he could have smacked down on Harris.
I want to go back and watch that with fresh eyes because something had to have put him on tilt and we just didn't catch it in the moment, you know?
Well, she kept calling him a rapist, a racist, convicted felon, fraudster. Like, she just threw in all these little things. Yeah, just like all the things that we all know it. It's not like anyone just turned the TV on for the first time in 5 years today to watch you, Miss Harris.
I will say, because I checked out her campaign website in preparation for this conversation. Mm-hmm. One thing I did like is that when Biden first ran and I checked out his campaign page, I just got mad because there was no vision, no values of what he wanted to do, no plans.
It was the same thing for Harris until recently.
It was just like, F Trump. Trump sucked here, Trump sucked there, mm-hmm. Trump can suck over there. That
was 2020. It was all pointing fingers. That's right. All Biden did.
I didn't like that at all. So the fact that she's actually, whether or not you like her policies or plans, she's put those out there rather than just.
But now, she didn't do it before the debate.
Mm-hmm.
At the debate she put them out.
And then she does have one big jab at the bottom with that Project 2025.
Can we please turn the page? He's already condemned it. Heritage Foundation, it's like a collective of stupid people. Yeah, that
Project 2025 has been a conspiracy since well before Trump ever sat down.
Yeah, and he endorses, no, it's Trump's tax plan. And, you know, the one thing that I kept seeing, if you hadn't seen the debate, spoilers, Vice President Harris decided to say, we're calling it, if he gets in office, it'll be Trump's tax American tax, almost 20% tax that you'll end up spending each year on your family things. And I'm thinking to myself, we're up in some cases 85%. Like, we're being conservative where it says 21% inflation or 12% inflation in some areas. I'm paying on average 81% in a lower cost state. Like, we have obviously doubled. We just talked about how we went out to the same spot, same order, for 10 years ago versus 5 years ago versus now. And it has gone up almost 150%. But between 10 years ago and 5 years ago, it was less than 10%. So how is that it's gone up so much? It's not cost of goods.
Right. And then, like, with the policies and stuff, how they're like, oh, $25,000 for this, $50,000 for that, $6,000 for new parents. Who's paying that at the end of the day?
Taxes.
Right.
Yeah, they have to cut something. It's either they're going to cut the spending on one thing, turn it over to another, or they're like, you know, we've already had all the spending with Ukraine and all the money we've given Ukraine, so we can just keep that spending up and now give it to the American people.
And then that just
That's how they'll entice people to vote for it, is because they'll say, well, we've already given $300 billion a year. Oh, we were spending almost $5 trillion a year in Afghanistan. I know we fucked that up. But, and still, she could not. And my biggest, and I'll say this, after being accused of that, she dodged the question on her being either the emissary or go-between between Putin and Zelensky.
I was so mad that she...
I just wanted an answer when he brought that up.
She railed him. She was like, oh, answer the question, because Donald had, you know, skidded around the question previous to that. And then they were like, did you ever sit with Putin? Oh, well...
And then the person from CNN didn't follow it up, didn't ask it or grill it or fact-check it. But I don't give a shit. They're all, you know, they're all news media. I don't sit and watch the news. I'll go to Twitter and I'll make up my own mind. I'll go to the internet and I'll do some searching if something actually, you
research
know.
Research the highlights of.
Yeah, I don't give a shit about to sit and watch News 9 and be like, these people's opinions must be exactly what I need in my life.
I think I get more upset about the people who don't realize, like with the policies, where that money comes from. People are like, oh, those sound great. And I'm like,
they could just print more.
But it's like, what was it? It was a $25,000 for new home buyers. So if we can't buy, if we don't qualify as a new home buyer because we previously had a house, we still got to help pay taxes for those who are doing the home buyers. $50,000 for small business. We can't start a new small business because we already have a small business. Missing out on that, still got to pay taxes for everybody else to get it. We're not having another kid that I know of.
Well, yeah. So they promised $6,000 for a newborn child in your first year for diapers, et cetera. It's not giving you $6,000 cash. It was a tax credit. And that wouldn't even go into effect till 2026.
And tax credit doesn't mean that they're going to just tack on to your tax refund.
Let's do it like that. So VP Harris wants to give you $6,000 for you and your children to have a family. No, that's bullshit. She wants to give you a tax credit so you can spend more and have a higher inflated ass throughout the first year of your child's life and get $6,000 extra back because we're sorry. That's what that means. And it's not for anyone. It's just until, it doesn't even go into effect until 2026. So it doesn't fucking matter for this election.
First time parents only.
So then it's going to become one of those two people can have two babies only. That's the only thing. What is it? What is it in China where they have the
one child only?
Yeah, one child only thing. So maybe they'll do it like that. We're like, okay, but you only get this if you only have two or less. I wouldn't put it past the Democrats to be like, you know what? There's overpopulation and climate control. We're stopping carbon. Don't shit out another baby.
Yeah, I got family members with a lot of kids.
13, 16. Yeah.
I don't know about 16, but 13 sounds about right.
Yeah. But the idea of having $50,000 for your first-time homebuyer, the caveats are insane. She didn't speak anything.
Are these grants, loans?
It don't matter. Because the whole thing is only people who have never had in their extended family a home purchase.
Yeah. So if your parents bought a home,
grandparents, first generation home buyer. So you, the foster care with no history, they don't know who your pappies are, can't be some rich white people that dropped you off on a doorstep because, you know.
And then maybe the wife came from a less than family, but the husband's grandparents had bought in a house.
Well, my grandparents owned houses. My parents owned houses.
Right.
I just want to buy a house. No, I don't.
No. And then that's even funnier because they're going on inflation in the economy. And she's like, oh, well, here's $50,000 to buy a house. How about we bring down the price of that house to begin with?
Yeah, because they're doubled for no reason.
It's insane. And
because they've doubled for no reason, the cost of materials have doubled for no reason.
I see literal crack houses on Zillow in California for $500,000+.
Yeah, but the idea is it's not just the home sellers that are doing it. They're just a result of like, okay, people are charging more for X, Y, or Z. And because of that, it adds more value because now this repair or this upgrade costs more money and therefore the item as a whole, right? And so they're really doing the trickle-up economy where one guy is making nails in his basement, but the ore is now super expensive. So then the nail to the builder to the contract, to the licensor, to the homeowner to the resale, resale to the new people. And then it went to like $4 million, but everyone could have got $200 and been happy.
Right.
It would have been a $5,000, you know, going up the train. But no. Everyone's got to make so much money for so little time for what they do now. There is no complacent like person who's like, you know what, this is good enough for me. It just fucks everything up, especially in my industry and electronics. There are so many people that are like, oh, well, I see people are charging too little. I'm going to charge more. Why?
Why not?
Why not? Because they can. I get it. But then everyone sees that, gets jealous, and there's a lot of people in my industry that are like very tiny men behind the keyboards. Oh my gosh. I saw a video the other day of like in the buy-sell trade community, a kid got robbed for his phone because he went to a non-secure site in LA, showed him the phone before the cash. They ran off, drove off, and basically got robbed of an $800 phone. So some reseller went there with a GoPro, like, oh, yeah, I'll buy the phone from the guy who robbed him, snatched the phone back, gave it to the kid, and was like, step up, homie, step up. I'm like, good for you, but also, why didn't you just call the fucking police?
Right.
You know, it's L.A. They definitely arrest people now. They've changed that.
They will? Yeah. Wow, good for them.
Harris hasn't been there in a while. Especially if they're not, like, homeless or immigrants.
That was crazy to me with the homeless. They were like, we're not even going to bother with them because...
You leave them alone, they just kill themselves. It's totally fine.
Yeah, or it's like, we're not going to chase them because they don't have a home to go to. It's not like we can pop up there later.
Yeah, they're really hard to find.
Yeah, I think her mom was all like, she supposedly saw somebody running out with whatever. And she asked the security, she was like, why don't you do anything? And they were like, oh, well, they don't got a home. Moral of the story. And she was like, well, what if I just run out of here with a car full of stuff? And he was like, you got a house. We'll find you.
Yeah, we can find out where you live. Now, Harris, as much as is becoming more like middle of the aisle with these policies and ideas, I really believe that they didn't do a fucking thing in the last 3.5 years. They just kind of sat back, did the photo ops and all that stuff. Biden was gone 40% of his presidency.
Where is he now? Okay. Trump had a point with
that. He just had a press conference I was going to bring up in a minute. Oh. And then he went after Trump at the last second. But Harris didn't do much. Harris could have stepped up and said, well, listen, we will not be burdened by a man who is not here 40% of the year. We can be unburdened by what has been for what has been.
What is the major roles of the VP? So I know one of
they support, can't do, delegation.
They can't do much, but I know she can be a tiebreaker
that's one thing. Constitution names the Vice President of the United States as President of the Senate. In addition to serving as presiding officer of the Vice President, has the sole power to break a tie vote in the Senate and formally preside over receiving and counting of electoral ballots cast in presidential elections.
Oh, no.
And then making public appearances, representing the President, performing ceremonial duties in place of the President. But you didn't fucking do any of those, did you? You didn't say anything to the 13 American soldiers who died in Afghanistan. Didn't speak to their families. You, madam, are a... I'm just going to say that out.
You said it.
Yeah, she is. This is like... From the government's website, they handle those things. Ooh, as an American soldier, that would kill me. presiding over pretty much all the paperwork and acting president in its stead. So
a whole lot of opportunity and
a whole lot of opportunity, action. Events, meetings, delegations. They can step in for the president, especially because the president was gone 40% of his fucking presidency.
Didn't he just get diagnosed? The last thing I heard about him is he had the COVID.
Oh, he had the vid a couple of times, but I saw a clip. I'll just play it.
Listen to him. Aren't they about the same age?
Yeah.
They crack me up with that age joke.
My name is Neil McDevitt. I'm from North Wales, Pennsylvania. I'm the mayor for the borough of North Wales. Today, we celebrate the Americans with Disabilities Act, Disability Pride, and Deaf Awareness Month.
Deaf Awareness?
Yeah, he's a deaf person signing in.
Here today,
there's nobody in the center.
The victories so. Of the people who fought for our human and civil rights.
This is the day Neil before.
Is, as he said, from North Wales Borough.
North Wales Borough.
Outside of Philly, almost in heaven, heading towards Scranton. Neil's the first deaf person ever elected mayor in the history of our nation.
Right next to his house.
You're also a proud alum of one of the nation's great universities, and I've spoken there several times, Gallaudet University here in Washington, D.C. It's real.
It's real. Did he just what say it's real? I've never heard of it. I have never heard of Gallaudet University. It's real.
In the world, exclusively for deaf and hard of hearing persons. His charter was signed 160 years ago, in the middle of the Civil War, by President Abraham Lincoln, who said everyone deserves, and I quote, a fair chance in the race of life. A fair chance in the race of life. Folks, that's the idea. That's why we're here today. And special thanks to the current and former members of Congress here today. Who are some of the most important champions.
Does anyone think that it is not a fair chance at the race of life? Do you think that Abraham Lincoln was wrong, that everyone deserves a fair chance? And do you think that not everyone gets a fair chance at the race of life? Because I believe, as much as I struggled in my early teens, 20s, and yeah, I definitely worked my ass off to get where I am. And I think everyone else has that capability. As many times as I've seen people who I've given the keys to the kingdom and they fuck it off and they just don't care, there's no reason that those people like Eric, Mike, Tiny, these people who were like totally scot-free, had the keys every day, could have ran the business, done what they wanted. They either lie, cheated, stole, fucked off, MIA'd. Those people were like handed keys to the kingdom. Everyone's got their shot. Everyone's got the capabilities. I don't know why everyone's like, you know, the world. You could be born homeless in Detroit and still walk your ass away from Detroit and make a life elsewhere. Just do something different. I hate when I hear that. And they're like, oh. Everyone's born different. Nobody's got opportunities like you.
And around the world. First person I'd like to recognize is my buddy, Tammy Duckworth. Tammy.
Some of these names are fucking me up. He's just hilarious.
As big as her head, but God love her. She's a genuine, genuine war hero. You're incredible, Tammy. You're incredible. And my good friend, and he is a good friend, he won't acknowledge it, but he knows I like him. I love him, too. Steny Hoyer. Steny represents the western shore of Delaware. I kid him all the time. Former Representative Tony Cuello. Tony. I was bragging about Tony today. It's been a long time we've known each other. They're asking, my younger staff was asking about him, and when he walked up and gave me a hug, I said, God, he does know him. See you in Rehoboth, Tony. And Jim, where are you, Jim? Jim Langerman. Jimmy, mm-hmm. Thank you, pal.
I had to look that up.
What?
Overcame a disability, but has...
Neil McDevitt won the mayoral election. And that wasn't an article in November 8th, 2021. So that's when he got elected, right? This first deaf whatever. But in 2018, 31-year-old Angel Camp mayor becomes the first deaf female. Amanda something other.
Yeah, I'm telling you, Biden's just going crazy. I just want to show everybody. Hey, give me a hug. Oh. You're okay. Hey, you're okay. You can have some water. Mommy and me were recording. So NBC said, and it said a few things about the Trump and Harris debate. It said former President Trump and Harris engaged in a fiery debate, bashing Harris engaged... bashing each other's policies and proposal in their first presidential debate of 2024 race, possibly their last. Harris focused on her early remarks on the economy, while Trump often pivoted to immigration and promoted conspiracy theories. The two candidates also had an intense exchange over abortion, with Harris saying that women are bleeding out in parking lots. And Trump sidestepping the question about national ban on procedure. The back and forth with the National Constitution Center in Philadelphia was riddled with false and misleading comments, including the job growth and baseless claim about Haitian immigrants. I'm just going to say again, it is not baseless. There are videos of Haitians taking ducks out of ponds and places and then taking them home because, you know, that's an easy thing. They go and kill those ducks. The cats and all the fake videos, people are like, there was a woman once that killed a cat and like skinned it on her parking lot and they took it. 2-year-old video. That's the video you showed me. Turns out that's 2 years old. What? The one with the lady that was, they were taking pictures of, like, did you eat that cat?
I don't recall.
I'll have to remind you.
I stay out of Haitian business.
Yeah, there's a lot of Haitians out there. There's some that are starving. They're not on the food stamps that a lot of the Venezuelan and other migrants from South America are. You can look into it yourself. Because there's not as much money when they were getting $3,000 a month in food and almost $2,000-something in livable wages. The stakes were high for both candidates heading into tonight's showdown. Harris, who entered into the race just 7 weeks ago, kind of young, had limited time to define her candidacy and win over voters. Meanwhile, Trump's allies had hoped he stay on message and turn around what has been a rocky summer for his campaign. Shortly after the debate, pop superstar Taylor Swift endorsed Harris. In doing so, she took a swipe at Trump's running mate, Senator J.D. Vance of Ohio. And all I have to say is, Taylor Swift, shut the fuck up. Go make your cookies.
Have
your NFL boyfriend give you a touchdown every once in a while and write a song about it after he leaves your ass. Nobody cares. I don't understand.
I get that. Nobody
Why
cares,
are people looking to a pop star who makes hundreds of millions of dollars a year to sing about bullshit, about fictitious shit to make them emotionally okay to vote for a politician? Why not stay the fuck out of it? Go ahead.
Just overly involved. I think celebrities should take Dolly Parton's perspective. She's not going to comment on that. She's an entertainer and she is here to entertain, and that's all.
Yeah. What if she wants to be in politics, she could have been under the Oval Office years ago.
Let me see if I can find that clip, because I just love Dolly.
With every fucking election. And Taylor Swift did the same thing with Joe Biden. I think it's money. If there is not a campaign donation trail to Taylor Swift, I would be surprised. Like, even if I was a Biden and Harris supporter, I'd be like, you know, it's kind of fucking weird. It's really weird that this, like, super pop star that sits at home and just writes about how her life is super emotional and she can't go outside and have a regular life and she's just always bouncing up and down the 20-year field goal.
She's just minding the business that keeps her paid.
And then she just jumps out and is like, everyone, I'm going to write a whole CD on how Trump is horrible.
Vote for Harris. She's probably voting for him. She's just
She's voting for Harris. She says, but it gets all these 18 to 33-year-old women. That's her demographic now. 32-year-old women, 18 to 32, who had teardrops on their guitar to say, you know what? Let me give another look to a woman who's in rough shape.
Anyways, I found better news.
I'm not getting into any of that because I have a lot of fans out there and I don't want to offend anybody. And besides, I just don't get into that. And so if you decide you may want to ask me something more serious, don't. I have my opinion about everybody and everything. But I learned a long time ago, keep your damn mouth shut if you want to stay in show business. I'm not in politics. I'm an entertainer.
And yet, you're also a role model.
Yes, I am. That's why I don't talk about people.
I just love her.
So that's your message to Taylor Swift?
Yeah. Just entertain. Mind the business that minds you.
Yeah. Eventually, she won't be this, like, 24-year-old-looking pop star that girls idolize.
Yeah, she's about my age.
I can't wait for her to get pregnant and just have, like, that existential meltdown that every woman does. It's like, I look horrible.
It's not going to happen to her. She's got money to fix whatever happens.
I understand.
Money for nannies.
I get that. But she, even if she doesn't show it, she will have that.
Britney Spears?
No, not a breakdown. Like, that's psychotic. She was ran through like Sarah decades ago. Like, she was a 1990s Sarah and then got mentally fucked up from it.
I don't know. The older I get, the more I understand where Britney, what happened.
I don't think we'll ever understand. The whole idea she was taken advantage of. She's a victim. She didn't do one thing wrong. Never. Free Britney. Back to fucking Taylor. If you have that much power and that much influence, stay in your fucking lane or change your lane. If you really, every 4 years, want to be in politics, why don't you run for fucking president?
That is very interesting that there's a lot of people who have nothing to say about anything as far as politics and economy go until the Super Bowl of political events.
Yeah, like you're only here. That's why I'm saying there has to be a bag. There has to be 20 fucking guitar cases filled with $100 bills. Better yet, banknotes or bonds, treasury bonds.
Ooh.
Untraceable treasury bonds shipped to her front door. Not FedEx, private freight.
I'll cut to the chase.
Private freight. Let me make my fucking joke, woman. Private freight. Because then, if even one guitar goes missing, there's a new song. I had a million reasons in the guitar, blah, blah, blah. It just, bam.
Ooh, daddy, you writing songs.
Exactly.
Mind all the business of a sudden, that minds you.
And then she can get into government and be like, y'all owe me $10 million for that case. Boom. Oh, you, and I can't support your person, so they're going to support me. Boom. Now it's Miss fucking controls the world from the teardrops on her. You're starting to, in 20 years, this is going to be a problem. State, somebody needs to get her in her place. Just saying. She's got more money than, as much money as Drake and Kanye.
She's got more money than Drake. I don't know what Kanye.
Hold on. You can't just say Drake. Hold on.
Drake has been a child star since well before.
I've seen Drake spin $15 million at the roulette table in one spin. $15 million. Cash. Even in my tightest time, or my loosest time, right? I would never put up more than 1% in a single bet of my money. You know what I mean? So just imagine what 1% is $15 million. And he was doing it over and over and over and then, you know, hitting like 75 million, hitting 80 million, so on and so forth. The man is well into the billions of billions of dollars. So imagine Taylor Swift. Nobody talks about how much money she's got. She's obviously a billionaire.
Well, yeah. I mean, Mary-Kate and Ashley Olsen probably got more money than the both of them combined, and we ain't seen either of them.
I wouldn't say the both of them. Mary-Kate and Ashley Olsen, I bet, are broke compared to Taylor Swift and... Mm. Hey, Siri. What's the net worth of the Olsen twins? $500 million each. Hey, Siri. What is Taylor Swift's net worth? $1.3 billion recorded.
Okay, the Olsen twins are sitting at a billy too. Oh,
no, individual. You cannot say that our kids are going to pool their money for the rest of their fucking lives. They will be individuals at 18 just because they act like they are the Olsen sisters. Nobody gives a shit. They're individuals.
Family should be pulling money. They'd be saving money.
They've looked ran through. So they're.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but I'm saying she needs to stay in her lane. But I know that there is somebody paid her off. There's no reason. I think that Trump's campaign is a little less.
Especially, where is she from? Tennessee.
She's from the South, yeah.
And her parents have always had money. Mm-hmm. She ain't voting blue. She's a liar.
And she's dating, what's his name? Travis Kelce?
Kansas City.
Yeah, there's no way.
Full of shit.
Yeah, it's got to be that she's been paid. You know what I mean? Yeah. There's no way.
Drake's only sitting at $250 million is worth.
That's funny.
Yeah, he's got baby. That's funny. Money.
His house alone is worth $250 million.
Before or after it flooded.
I don't know. I just, that one, that the minor song, probably a minor.
Yeah, and yeah. Everybody knows Kendrick Lamar.
That mansion
Lamar's
was
fam.
Like almost $100 million. So if you furnishings, et cetera, I bet it was over $250. Just saying. There's no
I
way.
I don't know. I saw a little snip when it was flooding. He didn't have a whole lot inside that house. It was pretty bare bones. He spent all his money on that house and didn't have nothing to put inside.
I don't give a shit. I just say, if somebody is spending that much money, and then he was on, what was it? I'm going to get off Drake here in a second. But he was on a bunch of like streamers versions where they did the digital crypto gambling.
Oh,
and he
yeah.
did even more. Whether it's fake or not, I don't know. That's not real cash in a real casino like right. before. But that one was like $1 million, $2 million at a time. Boom, boom, boom. Hitting $32 million every time it hits. Damn.
That's big boy money.
That's not big boy money. That's fuck around and find God money. That's you can't go outside without somebody being like, you owe me money. I would be in fear 24/7. If I had $1 billion... And you didn't know where I had $1 billion. You just know that I was a billionaire.
Mm-hmm.
I'd have to have constant security. Because if they'll rob me for the laces on my right shoe, they'll fucking rob you for what you got.
So I'll go into some neighborhoods and flip my ring around. Yeah, I ain't absolutely. Got $1 billion. So
you know, occasionally I'll give 10, 15 bucks to a homeless person. It depends on what the sign says and what they look like. If they are raggedy and beaten down and on the side and it looks like they just threw mud on the side of their face, you're not getting a dollar from me. I know it's acted up. But if your average Joe looks like he's on the side of the road trying to get money for his meal because he's got whatever's going on, most of the time I'll give them 5, 10, 15 bucks.
Or if they got something really creative.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
If I chuckle, you can have some bucks.
Yeah, exactly. It's better than me losing $50 on a scratcher or I did actually win two $100 scratchers back to back.
I remember this was before Facebook was really a thing. Facebook might have been just starting, but social media.
2009 is when Facebook, just a reference mentor. Yeah.
No, well, you and I were together, and I think.
2009.
Right. I'm saying when you and I were together, okay. So Facebook was a deal, but social media wasn't as big as it is now.
Mm-hmm. People were just moving.
So this was before it was ever on a meme. We saw the homeless guy who had the Target sign that said, "Bet you can't hit me with a quarter." We didn't even have money. We were digging in our freaking
Back then, we also had people who were playing the violin and like performing arts. They were scamming people way long ago. Yeah. Or the people with the bells.
Bushman in San Francisco.
Oh, but that wasn't a scam. That was performing arts. He didn't even ask for money originally. I still say, after all is said and done, vote in Trump.
I knew it. I knew it.
And I'm just saying, nothing's going to change my mind. I think with giving him a second shot, the point we were talking about earlier, coming around to it. Kamala Harris isn't like some existential threat. She has already been a threat. She is horrible for the economy. She has done horrible things. Trump is, has been, and done better for the country, will do better, in my opinion. That's my opinion. Let yours in the comment below. What do you think? What if you were an unmarried single parent of two right now, who would you vote for?
Trump.
The only why?
The only policy that I like of Kamala's is where they differed on women's health care. But it's not a big enough impact that that good part outweighs everything else.
Yeah, you just want to live a comfortable life.
Right.
I find that to be like the biggest thing for me. I just want to live my life unimpeded by the government as much as possible. And under this administration, it's been quite a pain in the ass. Under the last administration, we were on like, I'm loving it. We're going for the top.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
oh, yeah. He was living in.
I was like, you want to fly
straight up left California.
Yeah.
If we would have told, if we could go back in time and tell our 18-year-old selves what,
not 18.
What today would look like.
I don't think I would have left previous to 26.
Okay, but if you go back to your 18-year-old mm-hmm. version and say, hey, yo, Chris, when you're about mid-30s.
Mid-20s.
No, you're not in your mid-20s.
I'm only 33. I'm not even hitting my mid-30s.
About your mid-30s.
Your early 30s. That's the word. Oh, don't try God. To add years to me, woman.
32 and a half would have been it. Early 30s. You're over the hump. Get over it. Anyways, you go back to 18-year-old Chris and you tell him, in your 30s, you're going to be in Oklahoma. This is what your life going to look like, X, Y, and Z. You believe in it?
Yeah.
You... Mm-hmm. Yeah, I guess you
were. I traveled.
You were in the military then, but I...
No, even before then, I was traveling. I had aspirations to get out, you know, see the world.
Leave California, yeah. though?
To leave and do something else, yeah. I wanted to go. The joke about buying an RV or a fucking minivan and just living in the back of it, you leave me tomorrow, take the kids, I'm just going to buy a fucking RV. I'll follow you wherever you go. I'll be close by, hang out with the kids. But that's my happiness.
That's why I'm voting for Trump, because if you start stalking me, he gonna push you in jail. Kamala ain't. She let you right back out.
I'm not about stalking. I just want to be close to the kids, you know.
I'm not opposed to the RV. Don't
try to change it for the cameras. My wife is very opposed to the idea of living on the road at all times. Maybe not traveling. Traveling should be fine.
Traveling's fine.
But, like, if you had to sleep in a moving vehicle at all times, she would fucking murder me.
Probably.
Yeah. What do you think? RV, built bus, like a Sprinter, or school bus retrofit?
You know, I think the problem is, like, when I'm thinking of living in an RV, I go to the extremes as far as weather. And then... on the other end, I'm like...
What's an extreme? Give me an extreme.
Like snow that's snowed us into the RV and we'd it's be cold fine. As shit.
Wouldn't be cold. Insulation, body heat, naked under blankets, romantic.
Oh my goodness. Heat, it'd probably come heat with better beds in those RVs.
Yeah, which was
my
heat point. Would be the perfect like thing to kill you. No air conditioning, heat, low water supply... horrible desert. That would kill somebody.
Not me. I'm backwards.
I'll leave you in the desert. You'll find out real quick. We go through the desert. And you're
how
like,
long? I'm always cold. If it's 90 degrees out in their shade, I'm cold.
That's because I've got the air conditioner on at 68. Going through there.
And outside. I'm always cold inside.
We're pulling that's over in question. Death Valley next time.
Pull over.
I just, okay. You asked for it. We want this on the record, Alan.
We'll put that on camera when we go through there.
It'll still be end of the year, supposed to be cooler, but it's still going to be 95 degrees with the worst dry humidity you've ever felt.
We'll see about that.
Okay.
Stay tuned.
Okay. we were given those tickets and defrauding people for a concert that never came. We just wanted your cans and your food.
What?
I told you the story. So when I was a kid, I was hanging out with my friend Brandon. My dad had us kicked out of the house. We could not go into the house. It was probably noon to 4. I'd say probably 4:30. Because I remember them saying, okay, it's in like 2 hours. We kept saying 6:30, we're going to have a concert. So we were giving raffle tickets, running around a Red Rider carton, or like we have out back, the little wheelbarrow.
Oh, the wagon.
The wagon. And we were like, hey, donate 3 cans, you get 1 ticket. Okay. So then we stacked up like 40, 50 cans.
Mm-hmm.
And only like 5 people showed up to this concert that never happened because our parents wouldn't let us do it. Some people were like, oh, it's okay. Nobody got mad except for my parents. Why are people knocking on my door? Why are people knocking on my door? What is going on? And me and Brandon are in his shed in his backyard, similar to the shed we have here.
Mm-hmm.
And his dad turned it into kind of like a hangout video game place, which is always awesome.
Boy cave.
And that'll be a thing. And boy, the ass whooping I got for that compared to if I would have just asked for money because my parents were deadbeats at the time,
mm-hmm.
I probably would have been better. But we were eating beans and salsa and all kinds of fun things, and we were just hanging out watching TV.
Yeah.
Like, we were living the good life at, 10 years old.
That's funny. Those people showed up for a little concert.
Yeah.
What were you going to sing them?
I wasn't going to sing. I was going to play guitar.
What was he going to sing?
I have no fucking clue. I didn't play guitar at that time.
Oh, my god!
I just strummed. And then...
You got to just figure it out, man.
Just figure it out. We're just going to have a concert, Come to our concert. You just have three cans or more if you want to make any donations. What donations to where? We didn't have questions like that when we were 10. Nobody cared. Nowadays, you try and sell a chocolate bar. We need to see your FEIN number and a registration packet. And we need to know where that money's going.
Right. We've done too many things.
Here in Oklahoma, there was a high school that got us for $350. It was the dumbest thing. You ever heard of Toastmasters? Toastmasters is an up and coming, learn to public speak, learn to hold yourself in a manner and do all these fun things. And I'll post to Alan their little letterhead and go through these things afterwards. basically it's public speaking and a group that hangs out, except this was in high school and one of the local high schools. And these kids came into our business and said, hey, we're looking to do X, Y, and Z. But they were dressed in red suits. Red suits. Like white tie, red jacket, jeans,
Mm-hmm.
So red blazer. But they were suited up to where they looked nice. Hair did. Presentable papers that were printed in color. In color is a big thing. That usually means it comes from the school, not somebody with a laser jet at home. They're not going to waste that many pages because there's a lot of people that just do the black and white at home and then they give out a million copies. So it became one of those things where this seems trustworthy. Let me write you for a gold package. I will take a gold package, which gets me a shirt, gets me on the package, on the flyer. It's not due for 2 months, but here's the check now. That way we can get this all started and you got enough money to get your shirts and everything and do boom, 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 boom. Well, 2.5 months go by and today's the day. I haven't gotten an invite, nothing. Okay, let me call the school. No answer. Another month goes by. Let me call the school. No answer. Turns out the person just gone. It was, 2 months later, a total of 3 months with my money, that the school teacher that was in charge of the plan and the mini Toastmasters calls me and says, hey, what can I do for you? Oh, we shouldn't have offered you any of that. Yeah, this is just a basic donation. I was like, did the event ever happen? Oh, I can't tell you that.
Mm-mm.
Yeah.
Mm-mm.
Oh, you'd like a refund? Okay, let me call you back. Click. Before I could even, yes. Like, she knew I was going to ask for a refund. I'm like, this wasn't anything. I didn't even get a receipt. Nada. I was promised so many things.
Mm-hmm.
Banner, a copy of it. I'd be at the thing that's going to go on, this grand display, and we'd have our name up there, and we'd be on the T-shirts that they print. None of it happened. The event didn't happen, and they still tried to keep the money of all the people who donated. And to this day, they still haven't refunded a couple of people.
Mm.
But I got my money. I'm a squeaky you know, wheel. Yeah. I get the grease.
You don't worry about your money.
Yeah, especially $350. Like, that's like three trips there and back to Woodward. But still, a couple of scratchers.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm doing good. I'm just saying.
100 gamblers.
No, I bought a $100 scratcher. I doubled it. I got $200 back. Technically, I tripled it. And then I bought another one. Got $300. It was $350. I
don't think I've ever dropped $100 on a scratcher. Not once in my life.
Well, I'm up a total of $600. So much so that I bought one last night while buying my, you know, stuff from
When you forgot Q. my energy drink? Because you paid $100 for a scratcher?
No, I bought a $50 because I didn't have $100. And I lost.
1-800-GAMBLERS.
No, someone, I didn't. Fuck your energy drink. You didn't need it. You have espresso machines.
Yeah, you sent me today to you? Get you and me one.
It's only 3 p.m. 3 in the afternoon. Do you need an energy drink? Absolutely.
I'm too tired. Well, you before had, that, to
you
live.
Had a, you have a whole new espresso machine.
Why didn't you make
spend
me one?
$80 a month on chocolate syrup for your espresso machine? Don't
it's better
get,
than $10 a day.
That's $20 a week. That is nearly $3 a day in
five
syrup.
5 days for free.
Drip. You are paying for the drip of chocolate. Why not get a chocolate bar and break it into pieces, melt in the microwave,
you forget
and
to
drip,
pick that
drip,
up
drip,
at
drip.
On cue.
Touche. Buy your chocolate.
Thank you.
And I'll buy my scratchers.
You're welcome. 1-800-GAMBLER.
There is not many things that are like genuinely happy, like moments.
Like losing money. Not losing. Makes me happier.
No, it's just, it's one of those things where you're like, you know what, I'm going to buy a ranch. I don't do it often. But the other day, so I was up a few $100 and I did it 2 days back to back. And I was like, okay, let me do it again. And I lost. I haven't bought it since, but it's only been 24 hours.
You know, I'll actually give you that because, I mean, I've still never spent $100 on a singular scratcher.
It's usually
But I do like the crossword scratcher games. And Oklahoma ain't got no good ones. So I'm going to get me one when we get to California.
When are we getting there?
Too soon, I'll tell you that.
She doesn't want to say. But we have decided there is a trip in our near future. I decided I wanted to see some family. I would much rather the kids not burn in the house. You know, just, oh, what are we doing? Why is there nothing to do? Oh, my God, it's horrible. Oh, my God, you're making turkey. And, like.
I just want to spend the holidays in my own home instead of running around to everybody else's. You go. Me and the kids will stay here.
No.
Yes.
This is one of those moments you won't win. Because we'll be gone at 4:30 in the morning.
You're like, please. 4:30 You'll be asleep
in the morning.
At 5:30 in the morning right around the corner.
Not a soul in sight. Is that thunder roll?
Next, because you're going to piss me off.
How funny would there be, like, the dad takes off for the vacation, leaves a mom in the bed, like a National Lampoon's. Next. Come on. National Lampoon's Vacation, except the mom gets forgotten. And then it's like, Hold on, listen. It's like Home Alone.
You know what? Go ahead and leave, because then who's you going to have to go shopping on your way to California, because ain't nobody going to be packed.
True. I don't do much of the house, you know, preparations.
Yeah.
I just clip the trees and, you know, do all the weeds, so to speak.
One time in 7 years.
Well, at least we have a house now that has a backyard. The other one was just kind of like a field. I'm trying to maintain the backyard. I'm doing what I can. It's a lovely backyard.
Hired somebody else to do everything else.
Yeah. Some people have to work and commute for the work and plan their work days and get things done.
You know what? There was some rapper, I forget which one. It was pretty funny, though, because I think he was on Jimmy Fallon, and Jimmy asked him, what'd you do for your birthday? He was like, I bought a lawnmower and I bought a strip club. And Jimmy Fallon was like, what the hell? He was like, I always lived in apartments, and now I got a house. I've never mowed a lawn before. So I went and got myself a John Deere, and I mowed my lawn.
Just once.
Yeah, just to be able to. He was like, I felt like I didn't cross that threshold of being a man until I mowed my lawn.
Oh, no, I've got plenty of, like,
lawn mowing experience.
Yeah, I've got way too much lawn mowing experience. But that's not my issue. I was like, you know what? These trees are hanging way lower on that fence that I'm going to fix here shortly. And I did buy all 30 panels, a bunch of 2x4x8s. I'm in the process of fixing the fence. And it's one of those things that it's my job to do, because you're not going to pick up a fucking screw gun and know how to use it without breaking a nail. She already broke 10.
Oh my God.
No, but it's not your thing. You're not going to really, yeah, you're not going to sit out there. You're not going to put a knee in the dirt, and you're not going to be like, okay, let me take these measurements. Let me make sure this is flush. You're going to be like, oh, you know what? If the gun goes, that'd be fine. Give me a hard hat.
Yeah.
This is cute.
I know that I'm not meant for boy jobs, because I feel like a thug when I do a man
And I'm
job.
Not meant for doing my own laundry. This is why we get married. I appreciate you.
Let's not talk about my chores right now. I don't want to think about it.
So I was out there, and I was like, you know what? These fucking fences are getting dragged down by these big branches. I need a branch cutter. I didn't know there's so much variety in branch cutters. There's more variety in ways to cut a limb off of a tree than there are in ladders.
You have a feeling like Dexter moment at Lowe's?
No. I thought it was interesting that there are 30 different types of ways to cut a tree branch, but only two ways to step up a ladder.
Right way and wrong way.
No, just the ladder that comes out and the ladder that folds and turns into, that's not my point. The amount of companies that are making random shit is crazy.
Right.
So why are they not just using one? I was like, oh wow. So it was $30 for that. $15 for a rake, or no, I think it was on sale for like $10. Not bad. I did some yard work today. She was a little pissed off because, if you don't know, my true addiction has been Black Myth Wukong. I'm a total of like 42 hours into the game.
I wasn't pissed off about that.
So she says she's not pissed off about this. But I uninstalled the game after beating the said game with 122 on my level cap. I am currently 179 somehow after restarting the game on new +++. If you don't know what that is, you can restart the game, keep all your levels, all your tricks and spells, and then you run through it much faster. I'm 40% through the game in 3.5 hours, almost 4 hours.
Yeah. Okay, I take that back. I'm not bad about that today. Because today I was working, so I was not...
Well, I work too, and I made sure to not just sit there consistently.
Yeah, but you were occupying yourself while I was working, so less angry than when I'm like, pay attention to me, and you're like, I'm 56 hours in, and I'm nowhere near where I need to be.
She understands me. But it's a fun game. I didn't think that I would jump to conclusions and delete, and then jump to conclusions, reinstall, and then be like, you know what, let me try something, and now I'm 3.5, almost 4 hours into that something.
I wish I would have known that when you said delete, I thought it was gone, like you'd have to rebuy it again. I didn't know the reinstall was just...
Oh, there's an account for, it's technically Junior's account. Yeah.
Yeah, because like a week ago or whatever, right when you were finishing up the first batch of trying that game, I was like, oh, I'll try when you're done. And you're like, yeah. And then I wake up and you're like, I got so fucking pissed I deleted it. And I'm like,
oh, it was the end. It was just pointless. It was like, all right, you have one ending and then you have another ending. And it was really dumb because in all the microtransactions in the world, this is the weirdest thing. They don't want you to use any of the things that you can game the system on.
Mm-hmm.
There is no gaming the system. The game is easier to follow the instructions of the manufacturer. That's crazy. Just do what the game says, and you will beat the final boss much easier. What? That makes no sense, so you think.
It wants you to ignore any side quests.
No. Do your side quests. You can 100% the game. Mm-hmm. But if an armor set, yeah, you lose 10% defense, but you gain 20% critical hit chance. That sounds great. But it only if you have super amounts of mana. So then you, okay, I got a way I can game the system. I'll give myself 90 mana, which gives me 180 attack, spellbinder, boom. I've got 500 attack minimum and a crit, which is 3,000. I got crits with enhanced tiger and the long aura pellet. So I can go up to 7,000 on my hits. Great. But then the bot or the NPC, the boss, will change his movesets. He'll move faster. He'll hit harder. He'll go around. So it's like, oh, you think you're bad? Oh, now you got some going on.
If you walk up on him softer, he's easier to beat.
Exactly.
Wild.
You walk up on him like you're prepared. You've just ate 3 drugs, and you're like, let's get this fucking party started. He's going to mollywop you, and then he'll freeze time, take your gourd, smack your ass, send you back home to mommy. Bad monkey. It's a real thing. It's unfortunate, but that's how Wukong
is. I'm just going to run straight to the final boss.
That's all I'm doing right now on my second run through to test this theory.
How far are you into this time-wise?
More than half in 3 hours.
Wow.
And that's skipping every cutscene I can. I'm just trying to make a fucking run straight for the boss. Let's see how fast it is with no upgrades, no nothing.
Oh, that's going to piss you off when you get there and it's easy.
If it's easy, I'm just going to be like, you know what? Let me make a video. Here's why Wukong Game of the Year can be outsmarted by being dumb.
Have you already gotten through that? The Tiger in the Bloodbath Arena?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
For some context, this is supposed to be about Biden and Harris. I'm so sorry. If you're political, you can move on. But I spent probably 5 hours, I would say 4 hours-ish, on this damn tiger that apparently it was the demo in the original playthrough at some game con thing. One of their testers. And so they decided to add this pool of blood for all the testers that had died in the test. So they went like super literal. How many deaths did it take? Here's how much blood for those human bodies. Let's make a pool that has this much blood. Cool. This tiger, in not even 30 seconds, I one-shot his ass.
Damn, and he was whooping on you,
too. Yeah, for 4 hours. I'm level 179. I've just got the Jingle Bang staff and the regular clothes. I'm like, okay, I'm going to come right. Bam, 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 bam. Bam. Dead.
Just slapped him up like you were Simba's uncle.
Yeah, I froze him. I think it was 3 lights, 1 heavy, engaged heavy, super light attack. Bam, dead. And I was like, there is no fucking way.
How mad would you have been if you paid $50, $60
for that game? I paid $60 for this game.
Right. And then your first run through, if you just ran straight like that and finished
it. I would have been happy. I would have felt like getting Pamela Anderson night one. Like, I'm winning.
Oh.
You know, I'm just the shit.
I'd be mad if I would.
This is the only experience that men want. We don't want the fight. We want it to be like, all right, cool. The first one, we learn the move sets. It's a little uncomfortable, and then you're in there. And then you're like, you know what? Go home. I got this. It's done.
I'd just be mad if I spent $50, $60 on a game that I beat in 5 hours, you know. Give me my fucking money back.
There's a lot of games that I could beat in 5 hours for $50, $60 on PlayStation back in the day. Especially like their PlayStation exclusives were that. But this became... It's a nightmare. It's a nightmare, but it works. Don't get on my Gallifreyan ass. You have no idea what that means?
You learned a new word on a video game video and you're very happy about it?
No, it's a very old thing. In the comments, can you let her know what Gallifreyan is?
You learned it today. Don't be a smartass.
Google it. Just Google it.
Let me see when you Googled it. How about that?
You're going to be like, oh my God, when you Google it, because it's the word. You're going to Google it? It's a species of people that have two hearts. They're a fictional people, a.k.a. the Time Lords, a.k.a. Doctor Who.
Oh, my God.
A.k.a. handles up on my right side. Bitch! That's why I thought it was funny.
A series I don't watch. I'm going to start talking to you. And
you know, I watched the special with David Tennant. This isn't what we're talking about today, but, you know, I watched the David Tennant special the other night, and I was like, oh, man, this was absolutely horrible. But David Tennant was good. You know how the Doctor Who basically changes from one person to another to another to another, and it changes?
I guess I know that much, yeah.
Yeah, well, he changed to a woman recently, and she bombed it. Jodie Foster.
I think. Really? They gave it
different Jodie Foster. But
oh, I was going to say.
Jodie Whittaker. So,
any relation?
No, she looks like Jodie Foster if she got hit with England.
No, Forrest Whitaker?
No, she's white. Oh. She's pale.
Doesn't mean anything.
She wears overalls with rainbows on them, and everything's inclusive. And so she dies, and she has to regenerate into a new person. So she goes back to David Tennant because he's the most likable, best Doctor Who there was. Mm-hmm. And then not even two episodes in, they kill him and put him with a black man.
If they were just going to kill him off, they could have put Matt Smith back in there just for the
well, they did for like 15 minutes of fame. Matt Smith was arguably the second and most energetic. Love him. But boy, they really fucked up. Because it's supposed to be a male Gallifreyan Time Lord. And it was like, okay, male. And then they threw in this whole female thing in like season 5. And it just got kind of like wishy-washy. And then it was like, all right, we're going to be more inclusive 2020. And then it was like, Jodie Whittaker. And I was like, ew, just you suck. Kill you. Like, we need you to off yourself in the movie or show so that we can move on from this whatever it is. All inclusive, no hate, blah, blah, blah. People got arrested for saying the show sucked.
That's crazy. We've got to change topics, though, because it's my fault. I brought up Matt Smith, but now I just want to go back to Dragons because the shit's pissing me off, too.
So, Matt Smith is in Game of Thrones.
House of Dragons.
I wasn't a fan. He's basically just a fuckboy in the series and does his own thing. But
he was.
I've never seen a society be so fictionally written and compared to modern day as a TV show is coming out. You have the Hightowers, the Harris Biden campaign, and then you got Rhaenyra Targaryen, Trump's campaign.
Okay, we're going.
Hold on. There's friendship, betrayal, life, death.
Right.
Everyone's fucking everyone.
But now that we've dove into the House of Dragons, I've got to speak my piece. So you know how, like, when there's a movie or a series out and the couple on screen becomes a couple in real life and the fans just eat that shit up, yeah. Right? I am so mad because the exact opposite has happened with House of Dragons.
Well, because Hightower and Targaryen are together?
Because Alicent and Rhaenyra are together in real life, which, whatever.
Did you see them dancing in Greece?
No, I don't care. But the fact that they're supposed to be mortal enemies and then off screen they're not, my brain is not happy. Oh, I did see that. Good for them. I just wish
it
came after the series. You can't, no. I can't go to sleep at night knowing there's kissy faces after they just kissed each other or cussed each other out.
Dude, you gotta watch that. It's the creepiest thing.
How do you think people were dancing to Blondie?
But you see the way they're dressing and how they're acting. It's just really weird.
Yeah, it was heroin music. They got the look going on.
Okay, yeah, definitely. Let us know in the comments below how you like your presidential candidate. Cuckoo?
Or Cocoa.
Or Cocoa for Cocoa Puffs. Cuckoo, Cocoa for... Which, I don't... However, it doesn't fucking matter. Do you like crazy or like stupid? I like crazy because then everyone fears crazy, doesn't fuck with crazy. Crazy still knows what the target is for his political aspirations, and he wants people to like him because he really wants that. And I think because Trump wants people to like him, he will do better for the people who he wants to like them, aka putting more money in our pockets, saving us money. I don't want a handout like 2020. I don't want a $1,200 check that's going to come on my taxes. I don't want, like, you could give me 50 grand right now. It's not going to do anything good for me. What I want is the cost of living to go down so I can play with my own money that I earn and not worry about, like, well, one bad thing happens, we're fucked. You know, I just don't want to feel that. I want to go back to 2018 where it was like, this is already tax-free money. Let's see what we can play with. Nowadays, you're like, oh, we can't touch that money. There's something
don't
bad
touch
coming.
Any of it.
Don't touch any of it. If it's cash, we're cool. That's America today. Let us know in the comments below. We'll see you next time during business hours. Eh?
Life can be super happy, life can be super sad. I'm trying super hard to separate the good and bad. I go back to my future just to get to my past. But knowing me, my DeLorean will probably